This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. has also ordered China to close its consulate in Houston. The reasoning given was to protect American intellectual property and Americans' private information. A State Department spokesperson said the U.S. would not tolerate violations of U.S. sovereignty. China said it would take countermeasures if the decision was not reversed. Childcare is shaping up to be a big campaign issue. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee for president, announced a plan to invest $775 billion over 10 years in child care and elder care. In 2017, under the Trump administration, the child care tax credit was doubled to as much as $2,000 per child. But parents who have to go to work during the pandemic or may return to work soon are struggling to find help. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
Megan Alexis has to make a difficult decision in the next few weeks: what to do with her five-year-old. She's a single mom, a school teacher in Indiana, and her district is reopening. Her daughter's is not. And the average cost of childcare in her state is over $1,000 a month.
You know, it's like $50 a day for 4 weeks. And this is not in my budget. This is not what I plan for.
For many Americans, the childcare system has always been a financial burden. And that was before the pandemic caused rampant unemployment, schools went remote, and daycare centers shut down. Nicole Mason is the president of the Institute for Women's Policy Research.
Some families, especially single mothers, can spend up to 30% of their income on childcare.
This could be one of the major issues of the upcoming presidential race. But until then, there are no easy answers for folks like Megan Alexis. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.